And our reading today is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're thinking this morning about preparing our minds for action, about being ready. We're thinking about how who we really are affects what we do. Okay, we're going to try and concentrate, shall we? Who we are shapes what we do, yeah? And we're going to play a quick game. We're going to do things that your parents ask you to do. And if you think you can do them, we're going to put a thumbs up. If you think they're too hard, we'll do thumbs down. Okay? If you think you can do it, thumbs up. If you think it's too hard, thumbs down. Okay, first one up on screen. Tidy your room. Thumbs down. I know. To be honest, we're a bit like that. Okay. How about the next one? That is not my bedroom. Okay? Actually, that's not a room in our house. That is, yeah. Okay, how about the next one? Brush your teeth. Something you can do? Yeah? Oh my goodness. Some thumbs down as well. Pretty tricky. Okay, how about the next one? Do your homework. Ooh, depends on what it is, doesn't it? Sometimes we struggle to do our children's homework. Okay, how about the next one? Never tell a lie again. There are some pretty good kids here. You reckon you can do that? Wonderful. I'm not sure I can do that. I really want to. I'm not sure that's one I can do. Okay, what about the next one? Say thank you. Yeah? Is that something we can do? Sometimes. Hopefully more often than not, right? Okay, next one. Say sorry. Yeah? Actually, sometimes that's really hard to say, isn't it? I find it really hard to say sorry sometimes. Yeah, good job. Okay, next one. Never be angry again. Yeah? Thumbs down. Like, we want to stop that, don't we? But that's really hard. Okay, next one. Eat your dinner. Maybe not if it looks like that. Maybe. Okay, final one. Be perfect. Yeah. I think that is a tall answer. I mean, it's great. I love your aspirations. That is an impossible thing to do, isn't it? Be perfect. But that is what the Bible says. That is what the passage Ben just read for us says. Be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. Be perfect because God is perfect. You see, as Christians, that is who we are. Peter has been saying, we looked at this last week, we are God's chosen people, precious in his sight, sanctified by the Spirit, sprinkled with Jesus' blood. And that is who God is. God is holy. God always does what is right. Even when you get news like you need to find a new building in 14 months. God never lies. He always does the right thing. He is always good. He is always loving. And as Christians, we are his children. Did you hear that as Ben read for us? Twice it comes, verse 14, obedient children. Or verse 17, we have the privilege of calling God our Father. Christians are God's children. Can we get that slide on the screen, Rainer? Please. And as Christians, we are to become more and more like our Father. We're to become more and more like God. Have you ever been told you are so like your mum or your dad? Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, I know I have. And the older I get, the more I see it. And sometimes I think it's really great, and sometimes I long to honor my parents. If we are trusting Jesus, then God is our Father. And that should affect everything. That shapes who we are. We are God's children. God is our Father. And so we're to grow in our God-like character. Did you see it's verse 15, be holy in all your conduct. Or verse 17, if you've got your Bibles, we're to conduct ourselves with fear throughout the time of our exile. This is 24/7, 365 days a week, for the rest of our lives, to become more and more like the God who saved us. More and more shaped by who you are and who our Father is. You shall be holy, for I am holy. This isn't a threat. It's a fact. If God is your Father, then you will grow to be more and more like him. In fact, the Bible says, stop denying who you really are. Let the true family likeness shine through. What does that mean? What does it mean to be holy? As we read through 1 Peter over the coming weeks, we're going to see that it affects everything. And it looks like being very different to those who are around us. It looks like being a good citizen, obeying the laws set by the government. So if you're on your bike this week and you're going up Carly, it means not cycling through those red circles with white space in the middle. It looks like filling your tax return in truthfully. At school, it looks like working hard even if your teacher is unfair. At home, husbands and wives, it looks like being thoughtful and respecting each other. It looks like doing good to those who are kind to you and to those who are mean. Because that is what God does. Jesus always did good, didn't he? When he was insulted, when he suffered, he didn't suffer. He didn't threaten. He went to the cross instead to die for the wrong things that you and I do. To take the punishment that we deserve. So you and I might live holy lives for him. Set apart for him. To become more and more like our Heavenly Father. To be who we really are. because Christians are God's children, and that affects who we are. We are thinking this morning about who we really are as Christians and being ready to be who we are. If you're a Christian, then you are God's child. That means we'll become more and more like him and less like those around us. We will look different because we are different. God's children belong to God. We Christians are God's children. We can know that because we belong to God. Christians really belong to him. Next slide, please, Rainer. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have some pictures on screen in a moment. Can we get the first one up? I want you to tell me which is more precious, the picture or the real thing? Okay, so first one, what is more precious, do you think? A picture of, well, who can tell me what that is? Candy. Okay, what is more precious, a picture of candy or a whole bag of candy? No, these are mine. The real thing? Yeah? You can share those out, okay? Okay, if anyone doesn't have... There you go. Oh, sorry, Tandy. Okay, here we go. Anyone else? Oh, my goodness. Okay, stop. We are going to be kind, and we're not going to stampede. Yeah? Okay. Any grown-ups want a sweet? Larry, you good? I won't because I might hit a baby, but come and find me afterwards. Okay, come and find me afterwards. Okay, the real thing is more precious, right, than that picture? Okay, how about the next one? What is more precious, a picture of your house or your own home? Your own home, your bed, your bedroom, your living room. Bricks and mortar, much more precious. Okay, how about the next one? A picture of your favourite toy. Or your actual favourite toy. Yeah, my favourite toy. He is very precious. He's over 40 years old. Okay, next one. A picture of the beach or an actual holiday? An actual holiday? Yeah? Absolutely. Okay, not the picture. Okay, last one, I think. A picture of your family. I don't know if your family looks like that. I'm very sorry if it does. Or the real thing. Phew, the real thing, hopefully. The real thing is much more precious, isn't it? Much, much more precious. Do you know, if you are a Christian, okay, shh, you've got sweets, so you stop talking. Well, you crunched it. If you're a Christian, you are bought by God. The word our passage used is ransomed. It's a picture of a word from the slave market. So you were a slave, and you've been bought, and now you're a child. Grown-ups, look at verse 18. You weren't bought with any old silver or gold. It wasn't a picture. It was the real thing, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing like it. No greater price. Nothing that will perish or wear out. The real thing. He was a perfect sacrifice. Without blemish or spot, he was pure. Exactly what we needed to pay for every single thing that you and I have done wrong. A perfect sacrifice for you. perfect sacrifice for me. Every word, every thought that you've ever said or done, past, present, or future, paid for by Jesus. And it was a very, very high price that was needed. I don't know what our future looks like with the building. They can cost a lot of money. But that is nothing compared to what Jesus paid for you. If you're a Christian, he paid the highest price of any real estate ever. The highest price for anything in the world. He paid for you with his life. Because he loves you. Because you belong to him. His life in exchange for your life. It's not a lease. It won't expire. It can't be cancelled. It won't run out. There's nothing you can do. There's no sin that you can commit that will undo what Jesus has done. It was the real thing, not a picture, the real thing. Christians belong to Jesus. So when you might feel unlovely or unloved, you can know that you were bought with the precious blood of Jesus. His blood, a very, very precious thing. You belong to God. When you feel that you don't fit in, when you look different to your friends around you, to your colleagues, to your family maybe, you can know you belong to Jesus. If friends or family turn their backs on you, you can know you belong to Jesus. Christians are God's children. We belong to God. The problem is, though, for you and me, it doesn't look like that, does it? We don't feel that very often. We feel quite isolated at times. The Christians Peter was writing to were scattered, and they were being persecuted. They were suffering all sorts of things. Which is why we have our memory verse. Preparing our minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that we've brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We set our hope fully, not a bit, but all of our hope. I wonder if you've ever sat on the side of a swimming pool and dipped your toe in. You've not wanted to go the whole way in because maybe it's a bit too deep, or maybe it's too cold. You're afraid of what's going to be there. We don't just dip our toes into this hope. We jump in. We set our hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you. It's like jumping into the swimming pool. We get our hair wet. We let the water go over all of our body, all around you. You set your hope fully on God's grace because that is who you are as a Christian. You are a child of God, and you belong to God. So set your hope fully on him. And over time, that will shape who you are today. Should we do a memory verse one more time, and then we'll pray? Stand up, just stand. Let's try this one more time. It does, yes, good job. We have an eagle-eyed person this morning. My typing isn't very good. That's why we have an excellent administrator. Great. But yes, set your hope fully. Okay, should we warm up? Get our arms going. Preparing. Okay. Preparing our minds for action and being sober-minded. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Good job. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that in Jesus, as Christians, we belong to you. As Christians bought by the precious blood of Jesus, we are your children. And so we ask, would you help us to set our hope fully on Jesus? In his name we pray. Amen.